Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe. If you're tuning in right now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, Muria Zimbabwe. Today is Tuesday, September 7, 2021. Muria Zimbabwe, Mthokozo Muhle, I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, from wherever you are in the world, welcome, welcome, welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We're coming to you live from our studios in Washington, D.C. Muria Zimbabwe, Nathan Chirongwa Chelucheviciniki, Namshanje Gushelo Lethu Labasakhulayo. Tonight on The Connection, we speak to youth about the change in lockdown restrictions in Zimbabwe. Today, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, just a couple of hours ago, announced that Zimbabwe is going to be shifting from level 4 of the COVID-19 lockdown. It is now on a level 2. We also focus on the opening of schools in Zimbabwe, of course. This is for non-examination classes. This is something that happened yesterday. If you're looking to join us, Muria Zimbabwe, +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us live on air. For those that are streaming this conversation live on our Facebook pages, as we speak, we're live on our 3 Facebook pages, that being VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and of course, VOA Ndebele. So, linga kothi zulukandaba ukufitizela lapha yokubhala ukuthi like, to press the like button ukubona ukuthi ngempela 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 zulukandaba sisonke like so, tilichose pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki njalo libukele uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo ngobunengi benu. Also, feel free to write your comments in the comment section, and we're going to be reading those comments live on air. Without wasting time, Muria Zimbabwe, let's delve into it. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 125,671 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 117,036 recoveries, and 4,493 deaths. To date, 2,729,955 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. When we're talking about the amount of people that are fully vaccinated, that means both the first and the second jab, Zimbabwe currently has 1,728,729 people that have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, as mentioned earlier on, just a couple of hours ago, Muria Zimbabwe, President Emmerson Mnangagwa informed the nation that Zimbabwe is going to be changing lockdown status from a level 4 of the COVID-19 lockdown down to level 2. To hear more, let us head over to a clip that we have, courtesy of Zim Papers TV Network, of President Emmerson Mnangagwa's address. To watch the full clip, head over to their Facebook page.
The relaxation includes, but is not limited to, the following measures. 1. A curfew beginning at 22 hours and ending at 05:30 hours. 2. Ordinary business enterprises to operate between 08 hours and 19 hours. 3. Restaurant and bars within hotels and lodges to open between 08 hours and 22 hours. 4. Bottle stores may sell liquor to customers for consumption off the premises between 10 hours and 16 hours. 5. Beer halls and nightclubs to remain closed during the lockdown period. 6. Public gatherings to be limited to not more than 100 people, with observance of public health.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, that was President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa addressing the nation earlier on. The clip that you watched there was courtesy of Zim Papers TV Network on their program, Diplomatic Passport. Visit their Facebook page to watch the full address and, of course, to watch the program. Muriel Zimbabwe, Sivutle Lulutu Labasakulayo, Chirongwa D Connection earlier on, Mangam Chinzwaga, Kupagunam Chungamiru Nyika, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, Wachu Zauka, Muriel Zimbabwe, Aiwa, Zimbabwe, Vakapa Level 4, Yachirongwa Che COVID 19 lockdown, Yavipa Level 2 uhlelo lwe COVID-19 lockdown. To hear more about this, we're joined by the founder of Community Podium, Umnumzana Unkosi Kona Dibiti, a friend of the show. We've had him here a couple of times. He's joining us live via telephone from Matobo. Dibiti, niyakwamukela kuhlelo. Welcome to the program, bro.
Hey, thanks, Wafo. How are you?
I'm good. How are things going, Matobo?
I'm not doing right. So far, so good.
So, nantu tabalukona. Nantu tabalukona guhlelo diviti. Of course. The most recent announcement by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, of course, this is also coming during a time where just last week they announced that they would be loosening a lot of restrictions that we're going to delve into a little further. But how are people are taking in this news that President Mnangagwa announced early on today?
Well, you find that pretty, like Napa Emapisa in corner. You find that pretty is. There's a lot of mining activity, both legal and illegal. So we find that within the Makisa like area in LA, there's a lot of traffic and a lot of activity. You find people are always busy around where they are. It's just from the cities where you have to move from one point to the other or intercity travel. So most of their livelihood is around there. But big change that happens is the schools opening. The schools open like usual for everyone, and you know you have like meetings at Analapa, Makisa, in the center. So there was a lot of high of activity, parents dropping the girls to the school, and things like that. So it lighted up everything, and of course there was a lot of intercity travel, where to take learners to school and things like that. So. That has been the situation. I also checked out early morning today, MRC station and the main hospital. People were queuing for the test day as well. Not very long queues, but good enough queues. But, you know, it also comes to issues of accessibility because it's closer to my future than kids itself. So, yeah, that is the current situation, MRC Sala.
Now, of course, let's touch into the restrictions themselves. Dating back to last week, this week seems to just be another extension of other loosening restrictions. But what are your thoughts on the restrictions so far? As you mentioned, the schools, etc. How are all these things being affected?
Now, the big issue is around, you know, lightning. About the television. Exactly like that. It has more of the livelihood and also for business, it's been terrible, really. Closing at 3:30 and opening at 8 a.m. It was 3:30, that's when other people start thinking, what do I buy or where do I buy and things like that. So the business working hours was very, very, very minimal. That was making it very hard for even business. If we imagine we are there at 3:30 or in our city, like everywhere close. You can't translate, you can't do anything. It was very, quite fighting for business people, even not mentioning those in the city. So it's one of those things that has really limited business transaction and limited even business activity. Because even if you travel, go now and then I will, also that day you are not going to sell anything. So the business will be closed. So this is a more likely welcome develop for those who are in business. At least they can trade up to around 7 p.m. and then curfew is now at 10 p.m. So it brings back the normalcy aspect and also trying to get what you can get because, you know, opening of schools just opens up everything. Imagine, you know, last that means school rush is the shop closed at 3:30, you're supposed to buy this and that, and things like that. So that's why you find some supermarkets are now selling back door, because you can, people will be outside, but they want to buy, but they can't buy because of the short business hours that they have there. So this one was quite an overdue kind of announcement in court, in terms of, you know, COVID-19 cases also going down, increasing the deaths, and things like that. Well, people were looking forward to this change last 2 weeks ago, but never came. But it has come now, yeah.
Now, let's focus a little more about on where you are and, of course, surrounding areas, ikakhulukazi emaphandleni, in the rural areas of Zimbabwe. How are people adapting to these? Because, obviously, like we mentioned, yes, uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa announced namhlanje to say that Zimbabwe is now on level 2. But following last week's announcement by the post-cabinet, by Honorable Monica Mchangwa, Zimbabwe was already under loosened restrictions. So how are people adapting to this over the past week?
I'll give you a scenario, Mike, where like 2 weeks ago, I was in different guys, they work with each other. You find that people are were adapting to the, you know, the lockdown regulations, but in at the corner, it was around the vaccine. People are failing to access the vaccine. I remember I spoke to a lady in the local Mpumelelo, Ukoko, Mpumelelo, Nkaila. He was mentioning that I walked 11 kilometers to the vaccination center. I got the first jab. When I walked, even they gave me the date for the second jab. When she went there for the second jab, she found out that the second jab was not there. So I said, where are you now, Ukoko? So she was like, I had to walk again, and who will tell me that it's there or not? You know, so it's some of those things where people have adapted to the restrictions, the supermarket closing, and all of that stuff. But the issue is, so this has been the same case, even in our platform today, the update, which is from the Amateur Design. People even in Zimbabwe were welcoming, but at least we are fully local and local, but the issues of the vaccine accessibility are also pertinent. I'll give you an example. The Madobo Hospital is close to Matisa. It's like 4 km from Matisa, but it's like maybe 8 to 9 km from Kezi Center. The moment you go remote, it's now a foreign place, because someone else is doing maybe 10, 15, 20, 30 cases from the vaccination center. So that is a major established block. And in that gap, those who have been vaccinated and who have managed to get vaccinated, maybe they can travel or move areas with them at the site now. You know, there's that information gap now, anyone else, because maybe many people who have not been vaccinated are now getting a lot of conspiracy theories. I'm vaccinated, and things like that. So there's that kind of complacency that creeps in, because obviously no one can spend 60 rand or 100 rand to get a So the vaccine accessibility is now for the health and the health, not in the remote areas. Because if you can't access the vaccination, if you can't cycle, So in that process, you find that there is a lot of misinformation that can take place. Because you find that there is that kind of vaccinated and unvaccinated living in the same community, and it's like those who are vaccinated have access, and those who are not have no access. So we may be saying that Bazabuza is so good, and things like that. Where we are encouraging people to vaccinate, but where?
Kona napo ke DBT, silo kusukutabalunya about e-vaccination program. How are people reacting to local show, Nguhulumende, and all these different companies that are saying, ukuthi nxa ungakahlatshwa leli jekiseni elivikela iCOVID-19, kumele ungabuya emsebenzini, kumele ungabuya esikolo, and there are other buildings that you can't get into. How are people reacting to this? Njengoba uyasho ukuthi ikakhulukazi emaphandleni bakhona abaningi abangakalithathi leli jekiseni.
Yikho lapho kule nkinga khona enkulu, that's where there is a lot of disinformation. Kuthiwa laba ba-O-level students bethiwa alizwanga ngale Harare kuthiwa abanye bahambe ku-examinationi bayehle ukubhala abazali sebethelezile ukuthi amayintanami manje njengoba izikolo sezivula ngase ngazange ahlala. So you find that becomes a problem because it's the issues of accessibility, but in that accessibility aspect you find that this government is putting measures to say for the public service in particular, not here to no work.
And
so which means everyone, you have to find a way to make sure that you get vaccinated, which means you can't get across because you are not close to the vaccinated center. If I'm talking about, it's very far from, I think it's about 30 or so K's from KV, which means it's 30 something, it's 36 or almost 40 from that teacher. You find that gap, which means the community that is there, that includes your teacher, that includes your different departments who work in these remote communities, abandonment and the whole way. So it means they got the same struggles that the community has. So they still have to access these in these same places where they have to ask. So it has gone now, the conversation has gone to the students. Because accessing the vaccine has come to be a cost. Because you have to get transport, and you go and vaccinate, and go back again, and it's 2 times. So it means it's to go, it means you need a budget of 120 for you to be fully vaccinated. And it is slowing down, the enthusiasm in every corner of the ground and the information that has already been given. So we are talking so many lives. So I never have vaccinated. Why didn't I vaccinate? It is that intensive, they become to be narratives within the communities and instead of stigmatizing those who can't access or those who have not resources to
Asithinteni udaba lolu ngolimi lukamama ngamafishane before ikakhulukazi sikhangela udaba lolu lokuthi isikolo sezivuliwe. Siyabona phela ababalisi bakhona ikakhulukazi emaphandleni abalokhu betshengisela besithi ezikolo indaba le PPE khanya ngani iyahlupha. There still izikolo eziningi emaphandleni that still don't have access to amanzi ngezinto ezishiyeneyo. So bona bayatshengisela besithi sikhuluma nje njengoba yebo izikolo sezivuliwe kodwa they're still not safe from umkhuhlane lo we COVID-19. Ematobo izinto zime njani kakhulukazi
God, let's keep at it. We call them my kakuni, you know, transport. Yes, it has got many years ago. It's a challenge. Schools needed to transport people back to school, right? We are talking about Rama Potas. Now we need to do that. They needed to use the physical transport. And the same teachers need the physical transport. It's different because the physical. Yeah, I think that's capacity to have all those rules for fees. I think I saw someone on Twitter or the Supco Twitter account, they were mentioning for schools that need transport fees reach out. It was already late because the schools had already been open. People were supposed to be traveling by Sunday to school with their guidance school on demand. So the transport issues and the cost of the transport is a problem. You find that in areas like Komatom, vele ngeke kuyidada imota whether private whether a combi ni RTGS lokhu nje bafuna amarandi or US dollars. So these people are not getting civil servants are not getting any money in US dollars. So it means kufanele kube nendlela ukuthi uzathola ama US dollars or amarandi ukuthi ubhadale 100 rand esikeni emsebenzini. Ubhadale futhi leyo 100 rand now usuthembisa komnawayo kumbe uthembisa lapho ohlala khona. So it has been, you know, that transition has not been easy because, you know, the transport network, the availability of the transport itself, it has been a major challenge. And I hope this can be rectified now or in the future. We saw, we have seen that even today, where there is the introduction of the NRZ commuter trains in the cities. So it's a big challenge the transport that is. And Emaka is sitting where, because there's a fine as well. If you are found in Mshiga Shiga car, you are fined $2,000 to jail. So it's a rocket that stays for.
Manje indaba le eyokuswelakala kwamabhasi before iphazamisa njani impilo zababalisi kanye labafundi?
Iyaphazamisa kakhulu ngoba yonke into yabuthi uyenza kanje iyabi lama-delay. Ma izukukholeyana uyikhutha la eka-1 o'clock isuka koBulawayo isiye emajobo sokuphelile ngawo sokumele ukuthi uzane kusasa because akule into ezathutha. Njalo nxa izaba khona which means sokuyilezi eziyabe zithovisa okuthiwa yimishikashikela le where government is saying ukuthi ungatholakala phakathi iboshwe leyo mota ususiyakhipha yini 2,000. So kuzaba nzima for abafundi, kube nzima njalo for ababalisi ngoba befundi emsebenzini. Imagine ufuna ukuthi ungene emsebenzini ngebantu uyikhuthe leyo bhasi kumbe igcwale uthi ufika kokubala ukugcwela abantu ushiya ibhasi kuthala abantu abangayizezi and how many people be heading for Matoro ngesikhathi sona leso. Iyithole sigcwele ayisozithenduke futhi izothatha abantu isihambile sihambile iyodwa. So kusho ukuthi abantu bazathola nje uma uhamba osokuzayenze bangela ukuthi abantu begcine sebengene ezimoteni lezo kuthiwa akazivuniwe and then njalo ugovernment isethe kona ngabantu kulezo ubhadala futhi ifine. So usuzakho kugada na ufayelisiwe sufayeliswa and the cost is getting to be higher and higher for abantu nabafundi ngokunjalo.
Now, as we wrap up, Bafongoba, my second guest is already on the line. Of course, we're seeing these developments happening, which seem to be welcomed by our young people across the board. What do you think needs to be done now to make sure Ubuti, the COVID rate stays low and Zimbabwe can continue lowering these COVID-19 lockdown levels as President Emmerson Mnangagwa is doing right now?
I think I noticed a significant difference. It should be ones who got the first jab and the ones who got the second jab. It's like a million, really. In Africa, we 2.7 million. In Africa, we 1.7 million. It's like, so there is that gap, a corner, which corner, why are we having people, you know, getting vaccinated? Or we have vaccinated Lapa, ATL Lapa. We need to look into that as well to then say, okay, how many people are fully vaccinated? No, if they are 1.7 million, while it's the other, if that took the first step, we were in anger. So we have to start and we have to see what is the best strategy around this so that we have people who are fully vaccinated. Or is there a gospel that says, if you get the first step, you're okay, the second step doesn't matter? I don't know. But if you don't know, we have to see what's going on. We have to see if we have a head immunity in a day, if we have a call, 10 million. And also, you know, preserve lives in terms of what is it? Because the country is now open, open, like fully. Hundreds gatherings of 100 people are now paying in the intercity travel is also allowed. So maybe it is born with a vaccination program. You are permacasa, I record, my communities. My major worry is, I'm glad that level 2 60% of employees is allowed it. Because that is only 10%. So I was allowed in my government of Mawang Elamun. Under the sense of Monday, Tuesday, only the only 30% has a less. At least 60%, maybe even, I'm a department in government or government officials responsible for sharing information to my communities can be of help.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Mr. Dibiti, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. Lapha kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. As usual, we really appreciate your input, and please do stay safe where you are in Matobo.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Right. Well, Muriye Zimbabwe, you were hearing there from Nkosi Khona Dibiti. We had him live via telephone from Matobo. We had a wish to have him on Skype. Matobo, kukanya ngangulo tubo lwa maketsi. Ganye network. So, sita hai. What is simulating? Muriye Zimbabwe, if you're tuning in right now, you're tuned into Live Talk at The Connection. The focus of the discussion is the COVID-19 lockdown and, of course, the opening of schools. Kangano Muriye Zimbabwe, you can still write your comments in the comment section, and of course call us live on air +1 202 619 2077. Muriye Zimbabwe, makatira chongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection. Shout out to Mr. T. Darira, Swa Ininindin Darira, just signal they are partnering up with Roots Africa on, of course, a COVID-19 message. Hans Gezai Maoko, quick 20 seconds. Kanagudarika Muriye Zimbabwe, Ushlero The Connection. Thank you so much to Mr. Just Signal and, of course, Roots Africa for letting us use that message. Now, Muriye Zimbabwe, Lamshanje Ushlero, earlier on, we mentioned that we're also going to be touching on Indaba Yokuvulwa Kwezikolo, schools opening. Now, of course, as we mentioned last week, schools opened last week for examination class. And schools then opened yesterday for non-examination classes. All of these are in-person classes. But now, last week, members of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, or of course, popularly known as ACHUS, refused to go back to school as they pleaded incapacitation and, of course, highlighted that they were dissatisfied by government's statements that the government was saying they're ready for in-person classes. And they felt as though schools are not ready to cater for in-person classes. But before we head over to our conversation with the spokesperson of ACHUS, Mr. Tembewayo, who's going to be joining us live via telephone, let us head over to a report that was filed by VOA correspondent Columbus Mavunga that touches on the situations in schools.
Zimbabwe's Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union says it will only call off their strike when the government addresses their concerns. These include salaries that are below the poverty level and the lack of personal protective equipment against COVID-19.
And it's negligence on the part of the responsible authority to make sure that there is enough safety to guarantee our learners and our teachers from the pandemic. They should have been providing water, adequate water supply, enough PPEs.
Some students have been going to school since Monday to try learn among themselves, as there are no teachers. The teachers' union warns that classrooms may turn into super spreaders of COVID-19. But Zimbabwe's government says it has been working to ensure classrooms are safe.
We have been putting in place new infrastructure to ensure that we decongest the existing infrastructure to ensure that there is a social and physical distancing for the prevention and management of COVID-19. We have also made sure that our schools have got adequate supplies of sanitizers and water.
UNICEF Zimbabwe, which welcomes school reopening, says it has been helping students and government during the COVID-19 lockdown.
The two key approach were, one, looking at how we can support the loss of learning as a result of the school closure, The second one was looking at how to keep the schools safe and ready and prepared for children to return and go back to school.
Zimbabwe teachers hope such organizations can assist the government and supply the resources they require, adequate PPEs and salaries which allow them to live above the poverty line. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Columbus Mavunga, VOA News. He was reporting there from Harare on, of course, the current state of Okwenzakalayo eSkolo. We also know that UNICEF have visited one of the schools in Wesley today. We're going to be running that tip a little later. But to hear more about the teachers' protest and, of course, what's currently going on in schools, we're joined by the ATSU's spokesperson, Mr. Thembawiye Moyo. Moyo, welcome to the program. How are you doing? Mr. Moyo, are you there on the line?
How are you?
Ah, there we are. I'm doing great. How are you doing, Chief?
Yeah, we are on.
Right, right. Now, thank you so much for taking time out to join us on our program here. Now, the reason we have you here, of course, is to focus on the opening of schools for non-examination classes, which is what happened yesterday. And, of course, you guys have been protesting since last week. Tell us your reaction to that, to schools opening yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday we had some protests in Harare, where we looked at transportation issues and the issue of incapacitation for teachers.
Could you tell us a little more about that?
Excuse me?
I'm saying, could you expand on that and tell us a little more about that that situation?
Yeah, the situation is bad because look at transport issues. People are needing transport. They were promised the loophole at the capacity crisis, but they get up and queue for long hours without any for buses. It has gone back to the monopoly that was crept back long back when companies were introduced. Now we look at issues of COVID. There is no social distancing, and people are queuing for so many hours waiting for a single bus that will take them. And in those buses, people are treated and some standing as passengers. You're standing in a queue and you also stand in a bus traveling to home.
Now, I'm going to want to head into that discussion a little later in terms of the ZUPCO buses. But right now, I firstly want to focus on the state of education within the schools themselves. You partially touched on COVID there, which is what I want to lead into here. We've heard government over the past 2 weeks insisting that schools are now COVID-19 safe. The social distance issue has been addressed. And, of course, the PPE issue has been addressed. Is this what you guys are seeing on the ground across the board, both in public and private schools?
When we get to issues of education at schools, social distancing is still an issue. PPE is still an issue. People ratio is still an issue. Incapacitation in terms of teachers is still an issue. Schools open on the 6th. We are now witnessing issues of COVID cases at schools. So what we can say is government with this play, it is very good. There's 60... the budget millions in terms of education, but there's nothing that is given to schools. As we are now, schools are on their own, teachers are on their own, parents are there, should help the government fund So we look at the situation of lockdown, parents and the government, school, learners and teachers. There's nothing that the government has done.
All right, Mr. Moyo, could you please hold on to the line for 1 second? I want to run another package that we have of where UNICEF was visiting one of the schools today, and I'd like to hear your reaction to that. So, Muriel Zimbabwe, as I mentioned earlier on when we ran the package by Columbus Mavunga, today UNICEF representatives were actually in the suburbs of Eastleigh in Zimbabwe alongside government officials, whereby they toured some of these schools to observe whether or not COVID-19 regulations are being observed within these schools, and of course, most importantly, for UNICEF to figure out where they can help government to ensure that COVID-19 regulations and, of course, education can continue in Zimbabwe. Let us head over to a clip that we have of the UNICEF country director to Zimbabwe, Dr. Tajudeen Oyewale. And when we come back, we're going to hear more from Mr. Moyo, the spokesperson of ATUS.
It's on land language, and I think the PS has said everything. I wanted to say that for our children, going to school is what we want, learning in school is important. But when we talk about learning, not just learning how to read and write only, but the skills and the competencies to survive in the world of today. And I'm happy that our work together we have forced this area of work as my second most important message. Now the third one is on safety. With COVID, we have to now rethink school safety. And I'm eager to see beyond what we saw at the entrance, where we do the temperature check and the rest. I really want to see, meet with the children and see how they themselves are taking in the practices of being safe in school, because that's important to keeping the school running. So I'm eager to see that. But already I'm seeing some materials on the wall. I'm seeing that we are all on face masks. I'm seeing that we are all being asked to take our temperature. And these are good signs. Then the fourth one for me is continuity. With COVID, schools closed, schools open, and really has forced us to think differently about how we manage school. And I'm happy that this is the school where one of the alternative approaches to continuing learning was launched, the learning classroom. But also beyond the school, and also in locations where the internet may not be possible, it will catch up strategy. The whole alternative learning, radio learning, TV learning, using workbooks, these are measures that we have.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, that was Mr. Tajudeen Oyewale, who is the country director of Zimbabwe, of course, for UNICEF there. They were touring some of the schools in Westleigh today. And, of course, the UNICEF seems to be satisfied. Mr. Moyo, back to you on the line there. What would you then say to something like that, where we have organizations like UNICEF saying they're actually happy with the current state of Zimbabwean engagement or the government's readiness to open schools? Hello, Mr. Moyo. Could you repeat that? We unfortunately can't hear you right now.
Hello?
Yes, there you are. Please go ahead and respond to what I was saying there.
Yeah, only that I'm traveling. Sometimes.
Okay. Go ahead. So I was saying to you, how would you then react to something like that, where we have UNICEF officials, you know, touring some of these schools? Today they were in Westleigh suburbs, and they're saying they were really satisfied with how government responded, ensuring that these schools are all safe from COVID-19.
Yeah, on issues of COVID-19 and the government, we have a big gap. Government is using lip service, and the situation on the ground is different. When you look at the COVID-19 situation, sometimes the government asks the parents to chip in, help the government in procuring of the PPEs. Now, but we look at the responsibility of the government on its own. Looking at the lockdown, parents cannot do anything because of lockdown. The government on its own is the leader of everything. to provide everything. But when we look at the situation that we have currently, there's nothing. There's nothing that the government is helping in terms of PPEs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, at least we are saying we should have the government coming in. When we look at the constitution, education is for free.
Mm-hmm.
So parents are paying. Government is coming in, requiring PPEs for and everything so that then, as I said, teachers are safe.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the discussion around your salaries, of course? Has there been any progress since last week when schools opened for examinations?
Excuse me?
I'm saying, what about the discussion around your salaries? Because that's another one of the grievances that you guys are having as ATSUs. Has there been any progress with regards to that?
Yeah, as ATSUs, we have a stance that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at teachers as professionals. Mm-hmm. We're looking at education sector as the top in every community. Teachers mm-hmm. need to be remunerated so that they perform their duty. Education is key to the development of each and every state that is
mm-hmm.
doing the world.
Right. Okay. Mr. Moyo, I'm going to need to hold you on the line one more time there. There's another package that we need to run, of course, that's going to delve into the discussion that you started earlier on about the ZUPCO buses. Now, Muriya Zimbabwe, recently members of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union, that is Mr. Moyo's organization, took to the streets of Zimbabwe, as he was referring to yesterday, in protest of the current state of Zimbabwean public transport. To hear more, let us head over to a clip of Gerald Tavengwa, who is the Secretary for Education and Research, who was explaining more about why they find it so important that as educators, they stand alongside other organizations in protest of the current state of the transport system in Zimbabwe. Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, manga muchinzwa kubva kuna vatavengwa apa nengo yesangano reatuzi vanga vachigunununa vachiti havasi kufara nenyaya iri kuitika patinotarisa nyaya yekuwana mabhazi. Mr. Moyo, are you still on the line? Yes, okay, you're still there. So I want to now drag you back to the discussion of the ZUPCO buses. We're seeing a clip of Mr. Tavengwa there where you guys were protesting yesterday. Tell us a little more about that. Why are you guys as educators finding it so important to take to the streets to protest about the transport situation in Zimbabwe?
I was just talking to you earlier on during our open material. I need your question. You were raising a question on that transport issue. I said the biggest challenge. What are the questions? Sorry, I missed it.
Sorry, is this still Mr. Moyo?
Hi.
Is this Mr. Moyo or Mr. Masaraure?
Oh, this is Masaraure now. What was it?
President, I chat to the program. All right, Mr. Masaraure, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. Earlier on, we were speaking to Mr. Moyo. We just kind of ran a clip of Mr. Tavengwa there, who was protesting in the streets there, and he was talking about the protests that ATSUs members are doing against the ZUPCO buses, saying, you know, asking for more or easier access to transport. And I was asking, could you kind of expound on that and tell us why it's so important for you guys as educators to take that position and protest against the current state of transport in Zimbabwe? We still can't hear you clearly, Mr. Masaraure.
So I was saying,
I didn't really get your question. Yes, you are raising a question okay. around this issue. I have traveled there, I think, the next year.
Okay, no problem. No problem. I'm happy to repeat myself. The question was around the ZUPCO protest that you guys were doing just the other day. And I was asking why it's so important for you guys as educators to protest for easier access to public transport.
Okay. So with the protest that we held around the transport issue, the transport question, which is very important in its side, the deliver.
The network keeps cutting off, Mr. Masaraore. Okay, it seems as though we're not able to get on Mr. Masaraore. Mr. Masaraore, are you still on the line? Okay, it looks as though we're going to have to drop Umnumzana Masaraore. Let's continue with the program. Let's see if my producers can try to get back Mr. Masaraore back on the line. In the meantime, Muriya Zimbabwe, again, to move my comments on you as we continue with our conversation. I see in the comments we have Andrisi Viega saying, Tiriti. Live kuno ku Mozambique tinemi tinotenda Mr. Viega itai matsongo arutanzi ndikuonai ndiri kuno mkoma Mike aiwa tinotenda mkoma itai thank you so much anzi na address advisor number yake anzi ndifondere ndiri ku Mozambique upright mpala uyasho ngempela ukuthi ama border akavulwe he wants the borders to be opened phansi kohlelo lolwe COVID-19 lockdown sibona ukuthi abantu bathini ku khasi lethu LVOA Ndebele then we continue ngohlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo Muriya Zimbabwe amsakhanganwe muno ukwanisa ukufonela pa number zinothi +1 202 465 0318 siyabona ngempela uDeliwe Khumalo uthi lockdown is strictly in Matabeleland hayi nangulo ngumbono kakhe uqhubani uyabuza ukuthi David ungaphi ematobo hayi uthi kulabantwana abafunda esheshane abahlala emapisa kuzaba nzima ukuthi ukubabalisi because kule kombi A1 kuphela so those are some of the comments nangu Thandazani uyabhala ukuthi ukhona umsakazi into ye lockdown kwele Zimbabwe ayihlangani ndawo le COVID-19 asikhulumeni iqiniso i lockdown nangu uyabhala ngempela uthi hayi ngombono wakhe lockdown there's more to it than just indaba e COVID-19 achirongwa chedu chebe chidiki Muriya Zimbabwe uhlelo the connection now as we continue our discussion Muriya Zimbabwe the COVID-19 restrictions that were loosened last week don't just affect young Zimbabweans within the education sector and within the business sector. It seems as though Obed Masaraore is back on the line. Mr. Masaraore, are you back on the line?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, perfect. Within the next couple of minutes, let's try to wrap up our conversation real quick here and head into it. Please, could you kindly expound on what you were talking about why you guys find it important to protest for the ZUPCO buses? We're still talking about the ZUPCO buses, and you were explaining about the protest.
Well, the protest that we held recently. So we are holding protest consistently, focusing on saving our education. The team is hashtag Save Our Education Zimbabwe, ZW. Why we are saying that? We are saying the education sector is in crisis. It is in a crisis within 3-4 moments. 3-4 days in one, it's just themselves. Are not ready to teach. Why are they not ready to teach? Because they are incapacitated, so they can't be expected to be in the classroom. Secondly, we have the parents who cannot afford to be sending their own learners out to the classroom. Why? Because they can't afford to see them wiped out because of the long lockdown. Thirdly, the same fault of it is the learner preparedness, where our learners themselves are not ready to be in the classroom because obviously they've been going through a lot of challenges. But the most fundamental thing is that the transport crisis also is not coming in as a policy decision that could just be resolved way back. It's a policy decision that was made, which is now escalating the incapacitation crisis. How is it being escalated? Teachers and learners are failing to travel to the workplace. So what has to be done? We are saying we need efficiency in the public transport sector. This is why we were protesting yesterday when we were announcing the ZUPCO monopoly is not working. So this is really the character and nature of the protest, which will definitely be escalated. We began the protest. We continue protesting until the education crisis is resolved.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me something. Of course, you're asking for the crisis to be resolved. We hear today our government saying NRZ is going to be joining the RANDs here in terms of helping decongestion. And, of course, just the other day, our government announced that they're going to be bringing in more ZUPCO buses. Is this a move that you as educators are welcoming? I'm saying government just the other day announced that they're going to be purchasing more ZUPCO buses, and today they announced how NRZ is going to be joining the RANDs in helping the decongestion with the current troubles that people are having accessing ZUPCO buses. Are these moves that you guys are welcoming?
So we are very happy because at least they are responding to our call for a solution to the transport crisis. But obviously, at the end of the day, we expect a better, obviously, when they promise to bring 1,000 buses. We can't be celebrating because we know the shortfall is because 1,000 buses being promised. But why are we pursuing this monopoly of ZUPCO? It's not even a state program. It is the private players who are being preferred here. Because we know the profits are being pocketed by Sabiri and others. Those, the buses are not even state-owned. So why are we punishing our people to get a few people getting richer? We know if it was a state project, we would especially with our state, ensuring that we get state-funded public transport. But we know this is not owned by the state. These buses are owned by private players. But why are we barring other private citizens from participating in the transport sector and allowing the legs of some cartels to run the transport industry when it's blocking
them?
So at the end of the day, if we want to ensure that we resolve the transport crisis, mm-hmm. state has to be clear. If it is the state that is running the transport sector, it has to ensure that it runs it efficiently and even try to subsidize the existing private players so that we have everyone being transported. Mm-hmm. Why? What is so wrong with getting all these private operators who are there, getting them to operate? It's a subsidy from government. If the state wants to be the sole player, don't want a situation where private players hide behind the state, hide behind the name of ZUPCO, and then still extract the profits from our people. But this is the worst exchange.
Rama Saraure, let me ask you this then, with that argument. Private players, government is not denying them the opportunity to participate. They're just saying you need to register under ZUPCO to ensure, like what government is saying, that all the COVID-19 regulations are abided by. Because when government is giving out these situations, for example, under ZUPCO, they're making sure that all operators have equal access to the all necessities needed to prevent COVID-19. So how would you then argue against that?
No. The ZUPCO monopoly situation is worsened the COVID-19 crisis. You can see how people are congesting at the bus stops waiting for almost 4 hours. You mm-hmm. see thousands milling around waiting for transport. How are we managing the COVID-19 situation by ensuring that our people are crowded? We are saying we need not more than 100 people to be at a particular venue together. But we are seeing thousands milling around waiting for this ZUPCO monopoly. So you see when they board the buses, they are also very much crowded. There are no standard operating procedures being adhered to. And again, the government should not come to us and pretend like ZUPCO is still being owned by the state. Let's be clear to each other that these buses that were received from Belarus are not owned by the Zimbabwean state. They are owned by Tabiri and the staff of the cartels that are fleecing the people of Zimbabwe of their money. They are extracting the little that we have as a people. So at the end of the day, we are getting the waste of services from private players who are making profits. Mm-hmm. It would have been better if it was a state project. It would say, as a state, we are marching towards the progressive realization of public transport, which is run by our own state, and we would be proud. But we don't have anything to be proud of. We are suffering, and others are making profits. And because the financial situation is actually worse, it is a ZUPCO monopoly.
Right.
So what we are simply saying is that mm-hmm. we have to do away with this monopoly and have efficient public service, state subsidized
Zvino tichipedza hedu hurukuru yedu vamasara ure ndachida kumbobatawo nyaya nerimiro amai ndanchikumbura kuti mutange panyaya iyoyo yemazupko buses mutsanangurirawo vateereri kuti nyaya iyi yekushayikwa kwemabhazi kana kusawana mabhazi zviri nyore zviri kukanganisa sei vechidiki kana kuti vadzidzi patinotarisa nyaya iyi yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro
kushaidwa kwemabhazi kuri kuita kuti vechipi vanoda kuenda kuchikoro vatadze kusvika kuchikoro kwacho, vamwe vanenge vakwanisa kusvika pavanoda kudzoka kumba kana vari vanasikana vakwanise kuzobatwa murodhi chivharo nenyaya yekuti vachafamba pakati peusiku vachimirira Zupcom Town kusvikira razvavasvika kumba kana na8 na10 zvataingoziva kuti vana vechikoro vanokurumidza kusvika kuma4 kushaitawo kuti kumbunyikidzwa kwemadzimai anenge achida kushingirira kuti vapinde tinoona vachibatwa mazamu vachipunyikidzwa kuti vakwanise kushingirira kupindawo tinoona hapana ari kunyanyobatsirika zvikoro zvinofanira kuti zvitangira 8 nguva dzekutanga na10 na11 varayiridzi nevana vachinonoka kusvika nekuda kwekushaikwa kutransport pararira kwedenda recovid-19 kuchiwedzera nenyaya yekuungana kwakanyanyisa kuri kuitwa nevanhu vachiungana vasati vapinda muzupu nekuzoungana vapindamo zvakare zvinove zvinhu zvine njodzi yakakurisa panguva yatikutakurutsana nedenda iri.
Zvino mungati muri kutambira here danho matanho ari kutorwa nehurumende mukugadzirisa dambudziko iri? Takaona vane kumangwana vachitwita kuti aiwa hurumende iri kutenga mamwe mabhazi ezupco, uyezve nhasi tanzwa kambani yeNRZ nayo ichiti iri kupindawo munyaya iyoyo mukubatsira vanhu kuitira kuti vakwanise kusvika kune madestinations avo zviri nyore.
Chetinoreve kuti tirege kunyeberana ndechekuti hurumende isanyede serine ndo iri kutenga mabhazi ezupco. Takazoona kuti mabhazi ezupco hakuna akabva kuBelarus. Takazoona kuti haasi edu, haasi hurumende, ndeyavana tagwirei nevanhu. Purojekti yemazupco iyi haichisiri yestate, yakatotorwa nemaprivate players. Isu chedu chevanhu kutambura chete, kutambudzwa nevashoma vari kuzadza mari mudzeromo dzavo. Saka hapana chatikatambira apa. Tinoziva kuti chero mabhazi acho 1000 asiri edu estate zvakare, achiuya ari vashoma vari kutoa hurumende yavamunangabva kuti vabire vamwe kuti vamhanyirane mabhazi. Tiri kuti isubatire chingatobate cheke ndechekuti state kana ichida kuita zvepublic transport ngaimbosubsidiza maprivate operators ese arimo odzoka achimonitiwa kuti ari kushanda zvakanaka, achiwana masubsidi kuti vanhu vasadhirwe netransport. Munguva iyoyo tigadzira inefficient transport system, asinangoti zvitima zvatinongoziva tese kuti zvikangotifambe fambe zvafa chikatifambe pachikamuka apo chafira apo. Tokanga kufunga kuti zvichatanga kuita miracle nhasi nekuti zvichatakura vanhu. Tese tinoziva kuti we need to revamp the railway system yedu yemuzimbabwe, tiwane zvitima zvitsva, kwete kupenda kwatakaita goreriya, asi kutoteka zvitima chaizvo zvinoita kuti zvifambike. Decentralize nyaya yekurangwa kwepublic transport. Tinoona kune dzimwe nyika ukaenda kunana South Africa, ukaenda kunana America, tinoona mametropolitan achirana transport. Why is federal government trying to monopolize? Why don't we trust Harare City to run transport yemuHarare imomo iri efficient, tichiwana mametro buses, tichiwana mametro railways? Inyaya yekuti zvinhu izvozvo zvinogona kuitiwa, asi mapolicies edu ndiwo anoda kuti agadzirise tamirire central government yedu isade kupata zvese. Iye yaradza kuti haina chairi kugona, iri kungogona kutora zvinhu zvenyika ichiisa kumaoko ehomu dzevashoma, kubva kutransport, kubva kuprocesa kwebodred kupidelity, toona zvese zvichikobvutwa kubva kuvaunyika zvichiitwa mahombe dzevashoma kuti vazvitire zvavo.
Zvino tichipeta hedu huru kuredu vamasaraure, nekuti nguva ndiyo yadyikanana. Within a minute, ndeapi mashoko amungada kusiyira vadzidzi, varayiridzi pamwe nevabereki? Vamasaraure, ndandati within a minute, ndachikumbira kuti mukande mashoko enyu pedzisira kune vadzidzi, vabereki pamwe nevarayiridzi.
Mashoko ekupedzisira ndeyekuti vadzidzisi nevabereki ngatiite misoro pamwe chete, tirwise tireclaime education yedu iyo yaakuenda kumawere iri kupondwa nevanhu vasina hanya nayo, vane vana vavo vasingadzidzi vemumapublic schools anoenda vana vedu. Tizive kuti nhamo yaticha inhamo yeeducation, tizive kuti nhamo yevabereki yekusabhadhara fizi inhamo yeeducation. Tisabvume kudhivhaidwa, tibatane, tijoine kampeni yamaugamete tovatiazinyeni yasiri kuti tiri kuda vanhu 5 million vanomiririra zvido zvevana 5 million vedu vari kunyimwa right education nevanhu vane humbibidhoga vari kutungamirira. Zvingangogonike chete tikabatana, tikaisa ruzha rwakawanda mumastreets nezvimwe zvinhu zvatingaita zvese kuti tivamanikidze kuti bhajeti ravanoita kueducation riwedzere kubva pa13% yavari kuita kuenda pa20%
Thank you so much for taking time out to be with us, Mr. Masaraure. We really appreciate your time. And thank you again to Mr. Moyo, your spokesperson who was with us earlier on. Mure Zimbabwe says, Figile Maphetele Nohlelo Lwethu Labasakhulayo. Earlier on, we had Unkosikhona Dibiti, we had Mr. Thembakwe Moyo, who joined us, and Mr. Obed Masaraure. Both of them are from our truth. Asibaneni kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo, same time, same place, lapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Olivalelisayo igama nguMike Hobe. Mthakazi omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle, Muriye Zimbabwe. Bye bye.